So how is Tiger 21 then different than YPO or Vistage?
YPO and Vistage are fabulous organizations. Oddly enough, they're both, I think, in the mid 20,000 members globally, but both of them are primarily focused on the life of the CEO, a young president's organization. It turns out in YPO, you have a bit of a bias towards second generation leaders because the requirements tilted towards young presidents of family businesses, but by no means is that the only category. And Vistage was similar, but also CEOs. And those are the two great colleges of this universe. Tiger 21 is the graduate school. When from YPO or Vistage, after 5 or 10 years of honing your skills as a CEO, you sell the business. If you're the owner and the business is large enough and you net enough money, you then can become qualified for Tiger 21. Now, there's a lot of overlap. We have members of Tiger 21 who continue to be members of YPO and Vistage, and we have members of Tiger 21 who continue to be CEOs of their business, but that's not the majority. And you have YPO and Vistage members, more YPO, who have sold their business but continue to stay in their forum because they have such an intimate group. So there is overlap, but these are the two great organizations that we're proud to count ourselves among when you talk about the great peer-to-peer learning organizations.
So is it fair to say then that Vistage and YPO focus more on helping you grow your business, whereas Tiger 21 helps you more on growing your net worth? Is that too simplified?
The first is true. The first two are focused on the life of the CEO and being an effective CEO. Each has ventured a little more widely to the whole person, but the essence of both of those organizations is honing your skills as a leader. It's lonely at the top, and by having peers, you learn. Once you've sold the business, you then start looking up and going from success to significance. You start having a much more wider aperture through which you're thinking about your own life. You're trying to reconnect sometimes to your kids who you might have lost touch with in the prior 10 or 20 years while you were building your business. You might want to reach out to your spouse if your relationship is charged. You all of a sudden have time for philanthropy and thinking about society. And you're no longer a wealth creator, you're a wealth preserver. Now, there are many gradations of wealth preserver because people would like to grow their wealth on a after inflation, after tax basis. So they are growing their wealth, but wealth preservation becomes dramatically more important after your liquidity event than while you're growing your business. And that's where Tiger focuses.